Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today, fantasy football week number 2. Is there a doctor in the house? This is the weekly update about my fantasy football team known as Swamp Gas. Now, we have good news to report today. The Methane Marauders have moved to 2-0 in the fantasy football season in this league, as my team eked out an ugly win by a mediocre final score of, hold your nose here, 79-65 over the Houston Hard Hitters, who are now 1-1 after their loss yesterday. The bad news, our starting quarterback Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints suffered an ugly injury to the thumb area of his throwing hand, and he's going to be sidelined for an estimated 6 weeks as surgery is expected soon. At the time of the injury in the first quarter, Brees was, believe it or not, a -1 point for our fantasy charges after he threw an early interception. You want some more bad news? You've come to the right guy. Our backup quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers, suffered a season-ending injury to his throwing elbow, and he'll require surgery too, and he is done for the year.
Sell.
That's right. Both of our black and gold quarterbacks, both with hopes of making it to the Super Bowl this season for their teams, have been taken away from our fantasy football team for the immediate future. What shall we do? Well, this is the hard part, and we told you when we got this fantasy football league discussion started that injuries are a big part of the league. Of course, I've never seen in my 8 years in this league any one team lose both of their quarterbacks in the same week. So we are in new whining territory here. Your fantasy football roster, though, can only carry a certain amount of players. So we're going to, sorry, Big Ben, we're going to have to dump you, and we're going to have to dust off the unclaimed blessings from the bottom of the fantasy football quarterback bullpen to bring in at least for Big Ben. Now, making matters more complicated for our team with our terrific record, undefeated, 2-0, is that we must now wait until the other teams with worse records than we have get their chance at the waiver wire claims first before we can grab a quarterback off of the scrap heap. In other words, teams which are 0-2 or 1-1 will have their first chance to pick a player before it comes our turn tonight at midnight. We're going to have to cross our fingers and see what we get. So let's take a look at some of the possible available quarterback talent as of this morning. Case Keenum of the Washington Redskins. He's averaging 300 yards a game thus far and is the highest scoring quarterback available on the waiver wire right now. However, the Redskins will play the Chicago Bears, the Bears, this week, who have the best defense in the league by far. It's bad enough that I have my doubts about picking a player on a losing team like Washington, but at least the Redskins have 7 games to go before their first bye week of the season, where we'll need another quarterback. Let's take a look to Matthew Stafford of the Detroit Lions. Like Case Keenum, he's also chunking the ball for about 300 yards per game, which is 7th in the NFL in passing, and he's thrown for 5 touchdowns in 2 weeks. Now, the Detroit Lions are at Philadelphia this weekend, and then will be at home against Kansas City before they'll have a bye week in 3 weeks from this weekend. He's a good, solid backup choice, but we'll still need somebody else in 3 weeks. What about Andy Dalton of the Cincinnati Bengals? Dalton's personal stats look pretty good. He's 2nd in the NFL in passing after 2 games, but the Bengals were humiliated at home by San Francisco last weekend. P.U. Now they're at Buffalo this week, and then they go to Pittsburgh after that. I just don't trust Cincinnati, but Dalton could give us 6 weeks before their bye week, too. He's in the hopper for consideration. How about Josh Allen of Buffalo? Here's a guy who simply wins at all costs. He's a big guy, like 6'6", who likes to put his head down and run. He's got 2 scoring touchdowns on the ground. As much as he throws, he's got 2 throwing touchdowns, too. Now, the Bills are home for the next 2 weeks. They'll play Cincinnati this week. And then, though, they play the New England Patriots. Plus, he'll get to play against Miami twice in the next 8 games. Miami is really bad. Josh Allen's bye week is coming, though, after just 3 more games. He is definitely in the hopper for evaluation. And finally, how about Mr. Mustache himself? That being Gardner Minshew. Bless you. Of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's a rookie quarterback from Washington State who's very cool under pressure, just like he was in college last year. Now, the Jaguars' passing game is kind of ranked in the middle of the pack with 280 yards per game, but this guy Minshew has 8 more games to play for us before his first bye week. He is definitely under consideration as well. So being a fantasy general manager, like we are, it's not easy to do. Number one, we say goodbye to our friend Big Ben Roethlisberger. He's done for the year. So that opens up a quarterback slot. Number two, since our starting quarterback, Drew Brees, may return in 6 to 8 weeks to finish the season for us, I want to keep him on the roster for now for the home stretch. Number three, if we do choose to take 2 quarterbacks, then we're going to need to release some other player if we're going to keep Brees on our roster. I've got my eye on New Orleans wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith. He was injured in the loss to the Rams on Sunday. He wasn't seeing much playing time anyway. Sorry, Tre'Quan, you might be gone by our next conversation.
Sell.
So we're going to look at taking possibly 2 quarterbacks this week and stick with the remainder of our roster. I'll let you know who I'm able to acquire in our next visit. Now, for week number 3, the coaching decision on the starting lineups. Which players should we play this week? Well, it's very hard to change your lineup when your team is winning. However, we'll definitely have a new quarterback in the lineup with Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger both unavailable. A receiver we picked up off the waivers last week, DJ Chark, but he's actually C-H-A-R-K. He's, of course, from LSU. In Jacksonville's home game this Thursday night against Tennessee, the second-year pro has looked really good for the first 2 weekends. He's averaging over 100 yards per game receiving. Also, we're going to keep a wary eye on our starting tight end, Jared Cook of the Saints, with Drew Brees out of the lineup. Cook's reputation coming to New Orleans is that of a great pass catcher, but he hasn't looked the part so far. In fact, he's dropped a couple of passes. We might give our rookie, TJ Hockenson of Detroit, a start this week. Unfortunately, this is kind of a lose-lose decision because TJ Hockenson's next game is at Philadelphia, while Cook's Saints, with whoever at quarterback, will limp to Seattle to play the Seahawks. Ouch. Let's take a look at who our fantasy opponent is for week number 3. Ooh, it's that always tough Cruisin' and Coke. They come in at 1-1, and in recent years, that guy has eaten my proverbial lunch in this league. But who knows, maybe we'll get lucky again this week too. So let's take a look at the starting lineup for this week's Swamp Gas Methane Marauders. At quarterback, I don't know, we don't have one. At wide receivers, we'll stick with Devontae Adams of Green Bay and Adam Thielen of Minnesota. Also, Jarvis Landry of Cleveland, he's the one I'm watching for to possibly switch out with DJ Chark. I'll have to think about that. A game time decision for your coach here. At running back, we'll stick with Le'Veon Bell of the Jets, who had a decent game last night, at least 10 points, and Kerryon Johnson, our other running back with Detroit, who had 14 points in our victory last week. At tight end, I'm going to flip a coin after we finish this show and think about Hockenson or Jared Cook of the New Orleans Saints. We have what's called the wide receiver, running back, tight end option position, and we've been using Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers to our advantage. He had another 16 points last week, another touchdown. Way to go, Eckler, you're making me look good. Our kicker, as usual, will be Will Lutz of the New Orleans Saints, and our defense will stick with the Buffalo Bills, who came in with 6 points for us last weekend. Well, who knows? Maybe our team will get lucky again this week and be 3-0. Otherwise, with 2 lost quarterbacks, this is not looking good. I'm Swamp Swami. I feel really sad.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair.
So unhappy she started to pack,
but I figured I could get us back on the right track.
So I give her a weekly allowance, but you fellas know how that is.
So she spent it before I had a chance to borrow it back.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Yeah, they think they've got troubles. I just moved into a new town, and I got run over by the welcome wagon.